So, parish announcements. The just a few words of say a few words, then Father Paul say a few words about so good to be here. Last night, I just remember Arthur mentioned about God himself being a promise keeper. That was the message last year, and this year he's consistent. God is still the promise keeper. I'm still waiting to be a good golfer like Arthur. But sometimes we have to wait sometimes for his promises, but we believe in his promises. And just reflecting, every time I come here, I'm just so grateful for the Lord's gradually unfolding his plan in our lives. Again, you maybe think you're just here randomly, especially young people. You're just sitting around wondering why I'm here this morning. But the Lord himself, you know, he's the good shepherd. He guides us, he's faithful, and he's true to his promises. Also, I think with Father Paul, so good to have a good brother here staying with us. Father Paul introduced me to the Antioch community way back in 1989, into a very large house in UCO, although most half of London were evangelized for Father Paul. And we used to call it Emedemo Christian Outreach, UCO. And Father Paul sort of welcomed me into this big family, which has been a continuous support for me. And when I left university, I met Paul after Mass. And I was very lost, like a lot of students after university. I was lost, I was disorientated, I was very depressed, I was very anxious. I was very sort of, my sense of purpose, my direction, I was lost in many ways. And that was on a good day. So then I met Paul. And also, that's my prayer for you as well, this coming year, through the Holy Spirit, the guidance of the Holy Spirit, there may be one person the Lord brings your way this coming year. And that person may also be looking for a community life. That person may be looking for the support of community. And just think of that quiz last night, the quiz game we played. I was in the best team. I was on my team. We did really well. Woohoo! And sink and swim. You know that image is sink or swim. And I was thinking this morning, you know, if you ask yourself, you know, without a community of brothers and sisters, I would be sinking. I wouldn't be swimming. You know, I would have sunk a long time ago into my own life, my own habits, addictions perhaps, whatever it might be. But because of a community of brothers and sisters, his covenant relationship, I'm able to, you know, we swim rather than sinking. There's a lot of people sinking out there at the moment. We know that. A lot of lost people, and Paul giving us this wonderful insight into just thinking about others who are living in poverty, real poverty. A lot of people sinking, and again, just an encouragement for us as well this coming year. Keep your eyes open for those, the Lord, who are nudging you, sending people your way, who are looking to swim in a community of brothers and sisters. So just give thanks today. Tomorrow is the feast of St. Padre Pio. And when I remember I was very low, I was over in Ireland, and I was in a small little prayer group, a small little community in Cork. And my mum was a bit worried about me, and a friend came over with this bit of cloth. And I was thinking, you know, I'm going to need more cloth, more than just a piece of cloth to help me. I was so low. And of course, it was one of the cloths that Padre Pio would have at his arm, or his mittens, because you know, you probably know the story. When he celebrated the Eucharist, the stigmata would start weeping, the blood would start showing. He was so united with Jesus, his suffering and resurrection. And they prayed over me with this cloth, which was wonderful. And since then, Padre Pio has been a great friend of mine. And I'm flying tomorrow. I'm going on a long flight journey to Australia. I'm always worried about aeroplanes. I just think they're going to crash straight away. So I'm really pleased that Padre Pio travelled a lot. He was up in the air a lot. So I'll be asking for his intercession at Heathrow tomorrow. Do pray for me. I'm going on a sabbatical starting this month and going to visit the community in Australia and Sydney. Servants of Jesus community. Where's Luke? Luke's been a wonderful brother, another great provision. So I'm going to check out all the barbecues that he's been setting up down under. Also, I'll be coming back in the new year, doing a course in spiritual direction, doing the Camino, playing lots of golf with the Delagis and Matthew. So just remember me your prayers, please, especially my next parish, wherever that may be. It may be a house of mission, house of prayer, and continue blessing.